I think age should make you quite discerning as to who you're going to lay down with. You be careful who you're with now. You know, my whole philosophy was better leave early than late. I'm serious. If you're involved with somebody and their breathing starts to bother you, make a plan. If you're looking at them thinking, look at him, breathing. In and out, in and out. Just wasting air. Go, go. Grab cash, go. I think relationships are hard enough without diseases having to play a part, don't you? And you know what I found out? There is a lot of incongruencies between men and women naturally. A woman reaches her sexual peak at 35, a man 18. So some of you women, you're close to 35, let me tell you something. You need to start patrolling high schools. Call and find out when they get out. Load up your car with some beer, food, and a Sony PlayStation 2. Increase the odds, that's all I'm saying. There's a lot of problems out there, because if you think about it, usually it's younger women with older men, which puts a lot of pressure on women to look young. Well, I'm going to tell you something, women. I read an article that said women, when we grow old, we will have the same bodies as our mothers. Ooh, look how quiet it got. You can tell women are thinking, damn, I hope I'm adopted. And there are men looking at their women like, ooh, I seen your mama, bitch, I'm out of here. All I'm trying to say, women, is don't be getting upset about certain little things. You can't help it. If your mama got a big butt, you gonna have a big butt. So don't be going around going, does my butt look big in this? Yeah, you got a big butt. It's gonna look big in everything. I think we women worry too much about our butt. We gotta stop that. The only women who should worry about their butt are women who suffer from BBD, big butt denial. You've seen the women, they wear clothes inappropriate for one with a big ass. These are the women that seem to want to extend the stretching abilities of Lycra beyond its capabilities. I got a friend, she got the biggest butt I've ever seen. She actually comes to a Hollywood premiere party wearing tight leather pants. People, she bent down to pick something up. Two people thought her butt was a leather couch. They sat down. Hey. I ain't done. She walked around all night with people on her butt. She didn't even know they were there. She just thought they were following her because she looked good. Then later on, she started picking Cheetos and quarters out of butt crack. Didn't know how they got there. So we have problems with our body image. Yeah. Because the media tells us we got to look a certain way. You know, usually like those little skinny actresses and models, huh? That's not natural, is it? If you're so skinny, you don't even have a shadow, you need to eat. And you see them, they have all these award shows now, and you see them in their evening clothes, they really look skinny. And you know what I think? I think when they win, don't give them a little statue. Give them a sandwich and see how happy that ass is. I am so glad I won. I was hungry. Do you like that look, man? The skinny look? Like the here, right here. Like this microphone pole, right there. Right there, that's the way, right there. You like that? Because I'm gonna tell you something, if you try to make love to that, you better hit that dead on. There's no margin for error. It's like threading a needle, it can take a while. Oh, damn it, I dropped it. Where did it go? I dropped it, where did it go? I'm not judging, just inquiring, okay? That's why you have little girls who are 10 and 11 and 12 being anorexic and wanting to get plastic surgery because they see these Hollywood stars like that and they got some weird plastic surgery going on. I heard where some Caucasian actresses said that they had spent like $2,000 per lip to have them enhanced. They wanted something called the full pouty look that apparently God gave me for free. Look at that! Look at that! Look at that! That's money in the bank. Look at that! I could take some out and invest it. Look at that! Thank you. friend of mine was so jealous of my lips, she actually had fat sucked from her butt and injected into her lip. Isn't that nasty? That's just freaky. Then she tried to show her lips off to me. She's like, Renee, what do you think of my lips now? I said, I think you got some big ass lips. That's what I think. Big booty smoochers. I smell something. I don't know if you do, but I smell something.